55, verses 8 and 9. I'm going to read it again. And it says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. Okay. For as the heavens are what? Higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And we have covered quite a bit in this we have been born again. We have been made a new creature. We have become God's children. We are the body of Christ. Amen. And being the body of Christ and God and Jesus is God's Son. And when Isaiah wrote this by the inspiration of the Spirit, there was no man on planet Earth at that time were born again. He didn't have the life of God on the inside of him. But now that Jesus has conquered the world, amen. So we have become his children. And I want to read where we want to pick up, want to go at this just a little different angle. And I want to read, I want to pick up here what he said, hallelujah, in John 16:33. And this is what he said in the King James. He said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have what? Peace. In the world you shall have what? Tribulation. But what? Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So no matter what tricks, schemes, plans Satan comes up with, he said he's been conquered. I have overcome what? The world. Amen. And so he wants us now to think his thoughts. Hallelujah. And speak his word. Glory to God. Why? Because the world has been conquered, and there's nothing Satan has in his arsenal, in what he tries to do, that can conquer this redemptive work of Jesus that we have been brought out of it. Now, let's read another one, and you're familiar with this. Let's read another one in light of that, what he said. And go ahead and put this one up for me. Colossians 1:12. Listen, I'll show you what he said. He said, be of good cheer, I'll overcome the world. Colossians 1:12, if you can turn there. Hallelujah. He said, giving thanks. Doing what? Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet. We could say able. Now listen to what he said. We're talking about becoming what? God inside minded. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. And verse 13 says, who has what? delivered us from the power of darkness. See, this is why he wants you to become God inside-minded. We've been delivered. We don't think like the world. We don't think like we used to think. We don't think of failure. We don't think of thoughts of that will cause us to be unworthy. And think, we don't think like that. Amen. Who has delivered us? See, we've been delivered from the kingdom of darkness, and we should never think low, poverty, lack, or thoughts like that. But we should be God inside minded in thinking what his thoughts. That no matter what comes, no matter what comes up in life, I think victory. I think victory. I think strength. I think peace. I think prosperity. I think thoughts after him. Hallelujah. And so he said, who has delivered us from the power of darkness? And that means if I've been delivered from the power, now listen to this. I've been delivered from the power of darkness. That darkness has power. But I've been delivered from it. You've been delivered from the power of darkness. Darkness can't rule you. Darkness can't control you. Darkness can't dominate you. But why? Because you and I been delivered. That's why he wants you to be God inside minded. Think his thought. Matter of fact, we'll finish that. Don't leave, but I'm going to jump over somewhere else. Matter of fact, that's why he said in Proverbs 4:20, my son, attend to my words, incline thy ear to my saying, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them well in the midst of thine heart. Why? For they are life. Life to those that find them, and health to all thine flesh. And this is and we've been delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of his dear son. We are translated where? Into the kingdom. Into the kingdom. We are in another kingdom. And that's the kingdom of God. And we read it last the other night, the other time. And this is what he said, Matthew 6:33. He said in Matthew 6:33, King James, seek ye what? First the kingdom. Why? Because you're in it. You're in the kingdom. Now find out how it operate, and nothing in the kingdom of God is negative, failure, or weak, or won't work. And so he said, find out how it works. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then life, all that you need in life will be added to you. So he said, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, in whom, verse 14, in whom, this is Colossians 1:14, in whom we have what? We have redemption through his blood. Even the forgiveness of sin. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God do not see you. When he looks at you, he looks at you through the blood. He don't see you as a sinner. That's why you want to become God inside minded. See yourself the way God sees you. Hallelujah. Renew your mind to it and build yourself up in faith in the word and grow up in the word. You know this is a progressive revelation. You know that, don't you? You just don't up, you know, go like you go to school one day in the first grade and you go next day, you're in the 12th grade. That don't work like that. No.